brings you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The shells of the sinking shotgun boat were blasting the water nearer and nearer the American submarine that had just landed. A few seconds more, and the range. Commander Howard Gilmore, rushing to follow his men down the hatch, was cut down by Jap machine gun bullets. Badly wounded, he knew the time needed to rescue him might mean the loss of his ship. Without a moment's hesitation, he ordered, "Take her down." And down she went, the submarine to safety, a gallant commander to his death. Keep that picture in your mind, friend. And when you're asked to buy an extra $100 war bond now in the fourth war loan drive, buy it. Put every dollar not needed for absolute necessities into bonds now. Not just because they're sound, profitable investments, but because they'll bring victory sooner. Bring more men home. The Shadow, the serious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality a more Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Several years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. A path to death. Unluckily, Stratford. Let me out. Let me out of this electric chair. No, wait. Don't touch the switch. No, don't.
Don't!
Yes,
it was.
Hello.
And right on time. Oh, it's the fly, Michael. Come in.
Thanks, Margo. Well, we had three mothers-in-law to be kept waiting, but the cook never. Besides, I'm hungry.
Well, we'll eat in a minute. First, I want you to eat something.
Hmm?
Not into the
room. Hello.
Peter. Here's a gentleman you've been so anxious to meet.
Is this Mr. Cranston?
Yes. Come on, do you remember Alice Cranston?
She is.
So this is her son, Peter.
Really? Well, hello, Peter. I knew your mother quite well before she moved out.
She still talks a lot about you and Miss Lane.
Oh, is that so?
That's why I've been so anxious to meet you. What mother tells us, Gabby, you're quite something in the field of crime detection.
Well, outside of being a headache to the police missioner once in a while, Peter, I don't think you'll be calling me more than an interested amateur.
That isn't what the commissioner calls you.
Sit down, won't you?
No, thanks, Margot. Well, up north on a little vacation, Peter?
Well, no, Mr. Cranston, I'm up here on business. You have to be a part of that business.
I am?
Peter's taking up journalism in college, come on, and school set him up to do an article on prison management.
Well, that's interesting.
You want you to help him?
Of course, I'd be only too happy to help you, Peter. Prison management for this house of my life.
Well, all he wants is a pass to visit the state prison. I sure didn't it too, but arrange that for him, Lamont.
Well, I don't want just the usual visitor's pass. I want to write about the whole work, especially the death chamber. Reckon that's about the most interesting place in the prison.
For a budding journalist, I suppose it is.
Well, I think you can count on the pass.
I'll arrange it as soon as you want to go.
Oh, that's well, Mr. Cranston. Thanks a lot. This is going to be a real thriller. I've never been in a death chamber before.
All right, Peter, this is on your head. I don't think you'll find it a pretty place. Oh, this is your first visit to the state prison, eh, young man?
Well, this is my first visit to any prison.
I see, and it should be doubly interesting.
Oh, it is. Say, when will we see the death chamber? I especially want to see there.
You'll be in the death chamber soon enough.
Huh? I guess I must seem pretty anxious to you. But you see, I'm studying journalism.
Journalism? Did you say journalism?
Yes, I'm preparing an article for the college paper.
A student of journalism should know who I am. Take a good look at my face. Ever see me in the paper?
No, I can't say that I have.
Never mind, you're young. It was before your time.
Well, I guess you've been working here in the prison a long time. Those drops on your feet,
each of those sites have been thrown on for every 5 years I've served the state.
5 years? Gosh, that's 5 years.
52 to be exact.
52 years inside prison walls? Connor, doesn't it give you the willies to be on?
I'm proud of my service. I only wish I could serve again as I have in the past. but I can hold on. Just a minute now. So what's this? Step in, please. So it's dark in here.
Yes, this is the death chamber.
What? The death chamber?
Put down the light.
There we are. It's nothing to be afraid of.
No, of course not.
Excuse me. Now, here's the room you've been so anxious to see.
The last sight on your trip.
It's kind of spooky in here.
Spooky? Why, this is one of the best kept rooms of the institution.
And that electric chair over
there? Yes. It's not quite as sinister looking as you expected, I suppose.
That depends on the way you look at it. But I think of the men that have died in that chair.
Why, my dear boy, death is nothing.
Nothing?
The most majestic experience of life. Nothing has greater nobility than death.
Yeah, I suppose so. Hey, it's getting warm in here. I guess we better be going, huh?
Going? Why, I haven't told you anything about the death chamber yet.
Oh, I know, you but...
See that door over there? Well, the pre-execution cells are just beyond. There are 10 men in there now waiting to take the seat of the fallen.
Seat of
the electric chair, of course. When they're brought in, the executioner will stand here at this panel, his hand on the switch. The men are strapped in. The warden gives the signal. The switch is thrown in like this. Don't be alarmed. The chair is quite harmless until those wires are plugged in. And they're the electrodes that carry the power through from the powerhouse.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, I guess I got more material than I need for mine.
Well, see, you wouldn't go without sitting in the chair.
What would I want to do a thing like that for?
Why, every visitor sits in the chair. It's something to tell your friends. Come, sit down.
If you don't mind, I'd rather
go. This is an experience you'll never forget. Hey, let me help you. Sit right down.
Well, it's customary.
Of course. There you are. Now, I'll show you how it feels to be trapped in.
That's the chest strap.
Well, you certainly did that all the day. Now, the right arm. And the left.
Oh, that's enough. I mean, you got this chest strap so tight. I
can't. The right leg, like this. And the left.
Well, look, listen. Maybe you didn't hear me, but I said I had enough.
And we dropped the hip piece down like this. And there you are. All snug and ready for the most noble, most majestic experience in life.
What do you mean?
You are now ready for death.
Now look here. Hey, what are you doing with those electrodes? No, no, don't do that. Take your hand on that switch. No, 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 no.
Trooper out to his home.
What does he live?
Far out on the coast as he could get. He Shank is perched down on a rock ledge like somebody had dared to build and see if he could balance his way up.
Oh, yes, sir. Never mind about that. Just tell us what Hard Eyes had to say about young Wentworth.
Well, he says the death house is no place for people with plumb hearts.
Well, Cranston, I guess you ought to be satisfied by now. You have the word of it.
I'm not satisfied.
Now, look,
I'm grateful to you for what you've done, but I intend to do a little more digging before I'm satisfied.
Oh, Miss Lane.
Well, come on in.
Make the party complete.
How to make out, Margaret? Did you talk to Peter's mother?
Yes, I just talked to her on the phone.
What did she have to say?
There will be no autopsy.
What?
He did have a heart
attack. You don't say. What do you think of that, Cranston?
He was rejected to the Air Force last month.
Well, that settles it. Now let's go out and have a bite of lunch and pick up some
food. Miss Lane and I have very personal stake in this case. Peter Wentworth's mother is an old friend of Margaret's family, and I view the boy as past the death.
But hang it all, man. Don't you see?
I see only one thing. Peter Wentworth was murdered.
Now, look, I want to straighten you out on one thing. If you think Peter Wentworth was electrocuted in that chair, I can wipe that idea out of your mind right this minute.
How, Chris?
Because there's no power flowing to the electric chair except during a legal execution. When a man is to be executed, the juice has to be turned on in the main powerhouse. Then the electrodes are plugged in near the chair. In other words, the contact has to be made at both ends. Do you get that?
Yes, we get that, Commissioner.
Now, you get this. Did you know that a man died in that death table a few weeks ago?
Right.
Under very similar circumstances?
Well, that's news to me.
Right, Commissioner. That'll be news to you, too, when it's proven conclusively that Peter Wentworth was murdered.
I've already lost the power of one of my best friends.
At least I know what I'm getting into.
Do you, Lamont?
But what do you mean?
The frightful feeling about all this. It's like there was something supernatural about it.
Maybe you're right, but I've got to find out.
Oh, you've got to. Do you have your pass?
It's right here. It's laid out in the name of Prentice.
I hope Mr. Prentice will be very careful.
He will, Margot. You wait here for me. No matter what you see or hear, don't lose your courage.
Tell them what. Lamont, what do you mean by that? Lamont!
Oh, this is the death chamber.
Yes, Mr.
Prentice, of course. Excuse me a moment.
There we are.
Sure, you just need this noise.
I suppose this is the main point of interest for the visitors you take through the prison.
Oh, they all want to see the death chamber. It has a strange fascination.
Part of the prison seems to be completely deserted.
Not many live ones around here.
Isn't it funny? Is your regular job taking visitors around?
I've been doing it for several years. It's a poor substitute for the position that rightfully belongs to me.
Position that rightfully belongs to you? What do you mean by that?
Nothing at all. Come now, I'm a little nervous tonight.
I understand. Suppose I'd be nervous too if I did the things you've done.
The things I've done?
Well, I'm just thinking how I feel if I spent the better part of my life behind prison walls.
Just play on the nerves. Well, it's a very interesting tour. You've been very patient.
Oh,
but your tour is not complete yet.
Not complete?
Why, you haven't sat in the chair.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm afraid my curiosity doesn't go quite that far.
But your tour won't be complete unless you can tell your friends you actually sat in the electric chair.
Well, if you feel I'm spoiling your final touch, of course I'll sit in the chair.
Good. Sit right down.
I'm a very comfortable seat, isn't it?
Now, I've strapped you in. It won't take you long. There. The chest strap's on already, see?
Very good. Sound like an expert.
I am an expert. Now the leg strap.
Have you ever seen an execution?
Just a moment. The right leg. And the left.
It's a tightening strap. I don't think I can move the muscles if I try.
Yeah, quite so. There we are. Now you asked me a question before.
I asked if you'd ever seen an execution.
Seen one? Did you ever hear of Martha Jefferson?
Why, yes. You're the only woman ever executed this chair.
That's right. Well, I executed her. My last official act, the state executioner. They took my job away from me right after that. Said I was getting too old. Fools. The fools. Nobody ever did as neat a job either before or since I was executioner.
Surely you don't regret the fact you were redeemed for such a grisly job as that.
It's a fine reward for faithful service.
Just let it serve you, so...
They humiliated me by making me guide. But tomorrow...
What about tomorrow?
They're retiring me from the service entirely. But I'll help the last laugh on the whole pack.
What are you talking about?
I came to this institution, the state executioner. I leave it as an executioner.
Oh, very interesting. You just unfurled now.
Catch you. My dear man, you're going to have the honor of dying at the hands of the best executioner the state has ever had. The moment I'm going to attach those electrodes, pull the switch, and fling you into eternity.
You'll die yourself in a chair.
No, I won't. There won't be a mark on you. You die as only Fred Ardyce can execute a man, and nobody will ever suspect you haven't died from a heart attack.
Ardyce, you're a fool if you think I'd follow your story.
What do you mean?
Well, I happen to know you can't kill a man unless the electrodes are plugged in on the main power line.
My dear man, they are connected. Not to the main power line, but to the old dynamo that was once used for execution. It hasn't been used in years, except for the use I've made. Everybody's forgotten it but me. I have
a fear. I'll be quiet. Certainly you won't deprive me of my last chance to talk. You know you're not only a fiend, all right? You're a fool as well.
Be quiet.
You'll never get away with it.
I've had enough. To cover your face with the death, man.
No.
Now, shout all you weak.
Take the pull off my face.
Now the electrodes. Send the switch.
Don't put the switch away.
And now, eternity.
You reckon he sees you? What makes you think he's seeing something?
Because I thought I saw something myself a while ago while I was sitting out my lobster trap for the night.
What did you see?
A man climbing the rocks along the shore. He was coming this way. Whenever I heard the derby yell,
that's your imagination. Now go on home, go to bed.
Well, all right, Mr. Rod, I shall get around. Then to find out you're all right. Oh, what a cool, cool night this is, anyway.
Well, good night, Mr. Rodney.
Good night.
Rick. Yeah, come on, into your kennel with you now. Come on, come on. Lie down now, lie down.
Chicken-hearted old hound. Now like that every time I've executed somebody all through the years. And suppose he's yowling for the fool I sent to eternity tonight. He's afraid of death. Just like a heel. Just like the one I sent away a few hours ago. He didn't want to die. None of them want to die. But he's gone. And once again I wielded the power to take life.
But not the power to give it, Arthur. You don't have that power.
What is that? Who said that?
Who's out there? You back again, Mark?
No, all right. Mark is well down the cliff by this time. We're alone. Just the two of us.
Who are you? Where are you?
I'm right here in the room with you.
That's a lie. I know where you are. You're hiding in it.
Huh? You see, I'm not in the closet. I'm beside you. Very close to you, Ardyce.
Who are you? What do you want?
You, Ardyce. Your crimes have caught up with you. I've come for you.
Go away. Don't come near me.
Why do you cower in the corner like that? Surely you're not afraid of death?
Yes.
One who has the power to take life should not be afraid to die himself.
Get out. Get out, I say. Get out before I kill you. Do you hear? Get out. Get out.
See, Ardyce, it's useless. You can't kill what you can't see. Might as well put that knife away.
What have you come here for?
To end your criminal career, to bring you to justice.
Wait a minute, O'Crane.
I'll admit you did your job with fiendish cleverness, but you will not escape. The police are on the way here now.
They can't prove anything. Nobody knows what happened in that chamber.
You're wrong, Ardyce. I know what happened. Your victim sat in the chair just as you're sitting in that armchair now. You buckled and straps around them until they were held even more tightly than I hold you now.
No! You never touched me. You had just a voice. Who are you? Who are you?
You're at the end of your rope, Ardyce. Your only hope is to confess and clear your soul.
I admit nothing, nothing.
Yes, you will. I'm going to make you confess.
Make me confess? How can you do that?
Look, Ardyce. This corner of the room, right over here. That's it. Keep your eyes right where they are. Now I'm going to show you somebody who you met only a few hours ago. Someone over whom you exercised your power of death. A man who's killing cold blood.
Look out, I do see.
You recognize me now?
No, no, it can't be. You're dead. You're dead.
And thanks, all right.
You're dead. Go away, go away.
Who killed me? Who killed me 2 hours ago? Who killed Peter Wentworth?
I don't know who you are.
Confess, all right.
I won't go away.
Confess.
No, no, confess. All right. All right. I did it. I killed him. But I'll never be taken alive. They'll never let you come. All right.
So, Father, as I found Ardyce's body at the bottom of the cliff.
That's right.
Well, now look. Mr. West will be here in a minute, and before he comes, there are two angles of this case I'd like to get clear in my mind.
Only my rule of it.
Well, first I'd like to know how you found out about that old animal. Everybody in the prison had forgotten it, but I
don't. Oh, that was easy, Margo. The shadow that slipped into the prison and spent a few hours without us while he tinkered with his secret death machine.
But couldn't Ardyce tell that he wasn't getting any power to the chair when you sat on it?
No, he was getting power, Margo, but not enough to hurt me. The prison electrician and the warden helped me fix that.
Oh, I suppose the warden had to carry out your hope of not being dead.
Correct, Margo. I suppose we had everybody fooled.
Oh, a little too well fooled. Suppose the Westons still doesn't know you're alive.
Tell me,
how did he take my death, Margo?
The monster, believe it or not, he cried like a thing.
Distributors of Blue Coal.